This is the third episode in a series of interviews from the Wikimedia Summit in Berlin in 2024. In the first episode, we heard about the Wikimedia Summit itself, and in the second episode, about the movement charter. And in the coming episodes, we will hear the perspectives from some of the affiliates attending the summit. Welcome to Wikipedia Podden. This is a special episode recorded at the Wikimedia Summit in Berlin, the 20th of April 2024. I'm your host, Jan Einerli, and I'm here with user Nanur from WikiWorld Heritage User Group. Hello, Nanur. Nice to meet you here.
Hello, hello.
So, can you tell me what the WikiWorld Heritage User Group does? What is your purpose?
WikiWorld Heritage is a thematic user group that started their work about three years ago, and they work about the heritage sites in the world that are listed in the UNESCO list. As it's a thematic user group, that means that they belong to all the other places and the regional in our movement and in the world, of course. So we're taking care of everything heritage sites in the world and in the as a content in our movement.
Oh, that's so nice to hear that someone is caring for this. How come you did get involved in this user group?
I started with a project actually that training of trainers to non-represented communities, that there is no user group in the place, but their site is listed on dangerous sites for the UNESCO. So we started there, and my friends organized this trainers and asked me to join them to train the people there, and then I joined. At the same time, this user group in the beginning started a capacity building trainings more related to Wikidata, and it was my beginning when I started editing in Wikidata, so it was a great opportunity to me to learn from them as well. So I started there.
That's a nice story. So you're here at the Wikimedia Summit, and, yes, and as a representative for the WikiWorld Heritage User Group. So what do you do in the user group when you're not here?
In the user group, recently I'm a board member in the user group. We're starting to get involve more people even in our board, and we are planning to reconnect with the regional and thematic other user group that related to us, that in the theme of heritage, in the theme of culture, glam, to organize and create more activities. It's not only this, the people, for example, connect me since yesterday that what you are doing, how can we collaborate together? Yes, so this user group is a kind of connection between the regional and other thematic user group to get more in the heritage and help them how they can do it.
That's so nice. And now that we are here,
yes,
we're one day in, so you have a little bit of taste what the meeting is all about. What are your expectations, and what can sort of like the results for your user group, the outcomes of this summit be?
Yes. As I'm representing my user group, and as I mentioned that we are a thematic user group, I'm participating in the affiliates and hub groups here for the discussions and specifically for the purpose of the affiliates and hubs. We try to find out ourselves where we will be in these new structures or the hubs. Could we have a hub for heritage, or would be a hub for a heritage? Another, for example, interested things that like libraries as well, or the glam as well, or no. So to figure out where we are and where we can be in the future structure.
We're just one day in, but do you have any highlights from the meeting or from the side events or things happening in between, in the breaks?
Yeah, lots of discussions during the day, before starting the day program, and even at night. Yeah, as you know, lobbies discussions is all about that. But to be very specific, yesterday in our group, we set out the subgroups, what we are going to discuss, how many people in every group. And we are going, for example, to discuss exactly the purpose and the community's representation when we are talking about the purpose of the affiliates and the hubs. So the people comments on that yesterday during this gallery activities. So we gathered these comments and we will discuss specifically in this domain and try to figure out what can we add on the draft, because we have the draft now. So we try to, what can we help little bit more the MCDC with the new discussions, new points, specifically in my case for the purpose of the affiliates and hubs.
We really hope that those discussions will continue to go well. Yes. And just finally, a last question. What are the some things that your user group are planning to do in the future, the things that other people in the movement could have their eyes open for and maybe help out and contribute to?
Let me talk about this collaboration that for me the hub is another kind of collaboration between us, and it's a new space or places to create to work together, and because there is a good outcomes always when we work together. So I wish that we can define very well this new structure, which is the hubs and this new kind of the groups in our movement, and absolutely be part of that and be a good example of that for how we can do it to create something together.
Good luck with that, and good luck with the rest of the meeting. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
In the coming episodes, we will continue to hear the perspectives from the different affiliates attending the Wikimedia Summit. In the next one, we will hear from Mali Kunstad Brødreskrift from the Language Diversity Hub.